He's finished.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi. John Hammerstrom, Tavernier, retired Navy commander, naval aviator, aeronautical engineering duty officer, 23 years, flown into many a naval air station, and I would be the last person to try to impinge on Navy's flight operations. Something about this smells. I want to read to you part of the AQ study. It's about three sentences. NAS Key West entered into dialogue with the local government officials regarding the 2004 AQ's update per Chief of Operations. I assume that's the Chief of Naval Operations, but in any case, approval letter of May 25, 2004. The flight track for the approach to runway 7 was subsequently shortened from the standard flight track used. This change had a negative impact on NAS Key West air operations, but was modified by the Navy due to several key factors. The factors include the majority of operations using the airfield are by tactical military aircraft capable of tighter turns. Pilots using the airfield are experienced in tactical maneuvers. Weather for Boca Chica Airfield provides 97% VFR flight conditions. And the pattern could be managed through a modification of course rules, through flight briefings, and aggressive air traffic control procedures. This is telling me that it's a less safe operation. They're having to change the way they fly the airplane in order to change the AQs. This really smells. I don't know. It doesn't answer who asked for that change. It doesn't answer why it was changed. All it tells is how they can accommodate the change.
John, let me ask you a question. You say it smells. Tell me how, what you think is wrong. This is a sincere question now.
Sure. It smells because there's some reason that it was changed, but the documents don't tell you who or why it was changed. It tells you how they can accommodate the change by making tighter turns, by doing this, by doing that. Why would the Navy want to make the aircraft do tighter turns? Why would they want to do this? That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Do we have any more speakers? No more speakers? Commissioner Murphy? Do you want to say something?
Well, I had a question, I guess, for Mr. Hammerstrom. I was trying to catch him before he left. Do tighter turns make more noise?
Tighter turns can make more noise because in order to maintain a constant altitude, you have to add more power to make the same turn. But tighter turns are, and I'd have to see the rationale behind it, but there is a standard Navy pattern. And I'd be very surprised if the Navy would want to, of their own volition, change that standard pattern. One of the things that they do at the Boca Chica Naval Air Station is what they call FCLPs, field carrier landing practices, where they prepare to go land out on the aircraft carrier. That is a cut and dried, you do it a gazillion times the same way. Why would they want to change that? I don't understand. And it's not answered in the documents.
Commissioner Spehar? Okay.
Are you finished, though?
No.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, first, doesn't matter.
Okay. What I was referring to earlier was tightening, where there was a turn and pilots were making a broader turn than what was laid out. That was tightening up a turn.
Well, it really, you're talking about several different things simultaneously. The people on Geiger Key, if they're affected by people that make too tight a turn. I mean, they're right on the south side of the takeoff end of the runway. So if you did a tight turn off of there, you'd go right over the top of their homes, whereas if you went out more gently, it would be not as noisy to them. So there are a whole bunch of different things you're talking about simultaneously. So a tight turn is by itself not good or bad. What I'm questioning is, why would they want to change their standard pattern, and it's not identified? Nobody can tell you who asked for it and why they did it.
Who would be able to tell us this?
The Navy is the only one I can tell that can ask you who approached them to change it. That's all I know.
Captain, can we find out why? I can't hear you, sir.
Not a problem.
Let's see if we get some answers here for these people. I need your help here, Captain, please.
And